So you figured you need to make a video for your organization.
But it's the who, why, how. Everything that comes next that's got you a little bit
nervous. I'm Stu from Chuck Media, and over the last 15 years or so of making TV commercials, brand films, digital content, and documentaries, let me tell you, I have seen some things go wrong.
I'm Mel from Chuck, and we're here to let you in on the biggest mistakes companies make when hiring a video production company so that you don't have to.
So let's dive in.
So another mistake that sometimes we come across is picking the right video production company is tricky, right? And it's not just about like the showreels that they have and what you can see on the outside. It's also like, do they actually live and breathe video?
I guess there's a lot of production companies that are...
Air quotes.
Correct. There's companies that are more geared towards social media marketing. And so video feeds into their strategies. It doesn't mean that they live and breathe it. Like we do, right?
Yeah, like you can be aware of it. Like, I know video exists.
You're right. Entry level.
But yeah, exactly. That's stage zero.
Yeah.
It exists. But there's more to it, right? There's a lot to it, in fact.
So as a producer, Mel, for any given project, maybe you want to share with people how many subtasks are involved in an average, 90-second video.
Oh, my God. Do we want to tell them?
I think we need to.
It's a lot. Easily at least 100. You may not imagine that, all of that needs to go into it. But really, if you're only, doing 90 steps as opposed to the 100, then it's probably not going to be what you want it to be at the end.
People probably don't know as well. You're a producer with Chuck, but back in the day, you were on the tools.
I still dabble. It's not all back in the day, but yes, I was once known around these parts as an editor.
Yeah.
And I loved video. Knowing that look that you're going for and like what excites you and what you like, that really helps like kind of get you that, like it gives you that little boost.
Yeah, and how good does it feel when it all comes to life, right? And like when that story, there's those little moments where you're like,
it's the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've like rewatched my edits many, many times. And I've had other editors like, don't you get sick of looking at it? Like when I'm done, I'm done. And I'm like, oh no. I'm in awe of my work.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, we'll look into that a bit later. So my background is as a cinematographer.
Yeah.
And I just love the way that you can craft an image using, light exposure, lens type. And there's all those years of experience that have gone into building that craft where if we're looking to create a certain look or feel for an image, I know exactly where we need to place the light, what the qualities of the light are, angle, color, temperature, all that sort of thing, which comes with years of experience. But we know how to then craft an image and videos and what sort of impact or effect we can expect our audience to take from those images, which is amazing. It's like it's magical.
I've seen you on shoots. It's a science. I'm in awe of watching you like light an interview. And I'm like, what is going on? But I trust it. I know you know what you're doing. And I can just see the fire, the passion in your eyes.
All right. So maybe that's a bit far.
I don't think it's far enough.
Love it. I think it's important. It's important to love it, right?
Yeah. And it's not just the difference that it makes for our clients is the difference that it makes for us. Like, it's just being excited about what you're doing and it's a creative process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, why would we want to put out work that we're not proud of? It doesn't make any sense.
Exactly. Yeah. It's personal when it's creative.